And now it's time for the quiz show. That's when we bring back Leszek Pawlowicz, our resident quiz master who's won a Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions. Each time he's on, he'll play one of us in a game of trivia hosted by our producer, Sarah Ventry. Today, he's playing show intern Monica Sampson.
Earlier this week, we gave you a puzzle to solve and randomly selected two entries. The puzzle was, throw away the outside and cook the inside, then eat the outside and throw away the inside. What is it, Mark? I had absolutely no clue.
No, I had no idea either.
The answer is corn on the cob. Our randomly selected winners this week are Tyler Goble and Jamie Bunnell. Leszek will play on behalf of Tyler, and Monica will play on behalf of Jamie. Whoever wins will get a special KJZZ item.
All right, Leszek, the first question is for you. For the first time ever, a video game trailer has been nominated for an Academy Award. What is the name of the game? Is it something, nothing, or everything?
I'm going to say something.
It's actually everything.
Okay.
What I found interesting was that the trailer is almost 11 minutes long, and then the game is like this kind of surreal-looking world simulator. And in the trailer, it features the quote, "Wherever you are and whoever you are and whatever you are, you're in the middle. That's the game."
That sounds like a Kanye West tweet.
It does. So if your mind isn't blown, it should be. All right, Monica. The latest kitchen gadget craze is not really a gadget after all. Instead, it is a multi-cooker tool that can be used as a slow cooker, rice cooker, pressure cooker, steamer, yogurt maker, browning pan, and a warming pot.
Wow.
What is it called? Is it the sous vide plus? Is it the instant pot? Or is it the fun cooker?
My instinct says the last one, but I'm going to go against that and go with, which is a bad concept.
Don't go with your gut.
I'm going with marketing. My marketing instinct tells me that it's the second one.
Instant
and
pot?
Yes. And you're right.
Woo!
Yay!
Marketing wins over heart.
Yeah, I have an instant pot, so I'm slapping my forehead saying, why didn't I get that question?
Do you really? Is it good?
Yes, it's great. Yeah, I've got one of the older models. I think it only has 5 functions. It doesn't have the yogurt maker built in, but I can live without that.
What are you doing with your life if you don't have a yogurt maker, Leszek?
Living it to the fullest.
All right, Leszek, don't worry. There's still plenty of time to catch up. Here's a science question for you. Though the results still need to be confirmed, a new study suggests that fetuses have the ability to do what when they're still in the womb? Is it that they can discern faces? Is it that they can taste the food the mother eats? Or is it that they can move rhythmically to the beat of music?
Not something that I know. I'm going to go with my gut on this one and say that it's C.
The move rhythmically to the beat of music? It's actually, according to this study, they may actually be able to discern faces.
Oh, I thought that's what you were going to say.
I have no idea how.
How would they do that?
So the study says that they are more likely to focus on a pattern of lights that resemble a human face than on the same lights that are configured to look not at all like a face. But I don't understand how they show fetuses lights. So I'm waiting for the follow-up study on this one. Monica, Wonder Woman is shattering box office records, and many fans are interested in knowing more about the starring actress Gal Gadot. In one interview, she told a story about going with her daughter to the playground, and her daughter braggadociously stated, "My mom is Wonder Woman." A parent who didn't quite recognize her gave her a strange look, to which Gadot replied, "A, she saw me jump really high on the trampoline the other day. B, every mom is Wonder Woman." Or C, she means Thunder Woman because I sneeze really loudly.
Well, I really love this actress, and I think she has a good sense of humor. Although I like the second one because, you know, it's nice to hear moms are, they really are Wonder Woman. I'm going to go with the third one.
Thunder Woman.
Yes.
No, she actually did say, well, every mom is Wonder Woman.
She is practically perfect.
All right, let's see. Leszek, you have to get this one right to stay in the game.
All right.
Okay. Does the phrase, "you can't leave the table until you finish all of your peas," bring you back to your childhood? Well, it turns out that your parents may have had more motivation than just annoying you. Which of the following facts is not true of everyone's favorite tiny, starchy, sometimes wrinkly vegetable? Is it that a half cup of peas contains 4.4 grams of fiber? Is it that peas contain what some would call an impressive serving of vitamin K? Or is it that one cup of peas contains less than 4 grams of sugar? Low sugar, high fiber, high vitamin K.
I mean, they all sound plausible as being true. So picking the one that's not true is, once again, it's going to be a...
The sign of a good quiz master.
Yes. Vitamin K.
It's actually that they don't contain less than 4 grams of sugar. They contain a full 8 grams of sugar, which means, Monica, you won.
Ah, there you go.
Wow. You join the hallowed ranks of the very few who can say proudly that they have defeated Leszek.
I am thrilled. Maybe I'll send him some my condolences peas.
And congratulations to this week's winner of that special prize, Jamie Bunnell. We'll keep bringing Leszek back. So stay tuned for the next listener puzzle and your chance to be one of our at-home players.